millions at travismanion.org. That's travismanion.org.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Here's the 1-1. Fastball and a fly ball to center field. It is deep. Kiermaier's back, and Correa has walked it off for the Astros. They live to see another day. Carlos Correa sends an Anderson fastball to straightaway center field and walks it off. Houston wins game 5, and there will be a game 6 tomorrow night in the ALCS.
La pelota en dirección hacia territorio del jardín central. Carlos Correa, Duque, a lo profundo.
Sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and I wish we could do it in Spanish because that was so badass. Astros live again. So does Happy Hour. Let's do it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a happy hour Friday. Pretty sure in Spanish he was saying, bleep you haters.
Suck my pelotas, is what he was saying.
All right, well, you know what? I'm not going to give you all the numbers and stuff. You can either text. You can text the show. You can hit us on Twitter. You know all that by now. Or watch us on Twitch because it's happy hour and we're drinking crap.
Oh, yeah. How many people are we up to, Fred?
I haven't had a chance to sign on to Twitch yet.
Geez,
well, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of setting
up one job here.
Pretty much.
289 currently.
Oh, that's not enough.
Oh, that's lame.
That's not enough.
That's we got to get up. Brandon. Brandon's here. Put Brandon on the wheel.
Brandon, hello, Brandon.
So
we got to get to 350, and once we hit 350, I'm going to spin the wheel, and Tyler and someone will shotgun Steel Reserve, which I haven't drank since I was
poor,
and not even like. Because when I started in radio, I was making like 13 grand, 14 grand a year. I was making nothing. So I was poor then, too. Now, I had other jobs, other menial jobs to try and support my income, supplement my income. But I think I didn't drink Steel Reserve. Like I don't think I even drank it like when I had a job. I think I drank it in high school when you could pay someone a few bucks to go grab you a tall boy. That's what we used back then. And we are at 346. You guys are almost there. Almost
348.
Enough,
yeah.
Almost enough for me to spin this wheel. On the wheel today. Oh, but besides that, besides the Steel Reserve, I found something that would make Fred and I, we don't have a lot in common. We both hate Bloody Marys. Like, it's just not an option for either. And I think in general, we both hate tomato-based products.
Yeah, except for ketchup, for some weird reason.
I don't even like the way you say ketchup. So, I like spaghetti. Like, I like a nice marinara sauce.
Yeah, but I'm down with that.
I don't like anything that tastes like tomato. And Fred's next worst fear is pickles. So, I found a...
And then feet.
Well, and feet. That's right.
Yeah. Now, if you had a Bloody Mary pickle feet beer.
Now, here's what we're going to do. Then.
That's probably what Steel Reserve tastes like.
Here's what we're going to do. is we've got a funnel. If Fred lands on the mega wheel, I'm going to pour that beer over my foot into the funnel, and it'll go directly into Fred's mouth.
No, you're not.
It's a Bloody Mary pickle beer. It does sound absolutely vile. And even though I haven't drank any beer in, we're going on, I guess, almost 2 months now, if I land on that today, I will chug a
you're gonna
Bloody Mary pickle beer.
You're going to honor the wheel.
I'll honor the wheel today.
I'm not making the same promise. I'm just telling
Fred's
you right now.
Fred's a puss. He doesn't care about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care. On the wheel today, we've got Nick. Hello, Nick. We have Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
You on in there?
Yeah.
Aaron and myself are only on the wheel once this week because we were big losers last week and had to we got more than our share, which I feel like is my case every week. I only had one spot on the wheel last week, yet somehow the wheel found me, which seems like garbage, but I think it's a fair wheel, a fair and balanced wheel. Josh Ennis is here. You may know him as the Astros' greatest cheerleader. He's got a lot of people here wearing these, what are they going to say now, shirts.
Josh's shirt is noticeably bluer than the others.
I'd even say purple.
It's a different color. I already know the answer. I don't want to say it because I don't want to.
A test run?
Nope.
No, it was because they gave me whatever they had left in their like junk t-shirt bin for free kind of thing. And they just so happen to have this lighter blue color of it, or more royal blue, I guess you could say.
I was going to say because it makes them look good, but
I mean, I bet too. I like the way it pops.
Can we get Josh a chair back here? What's going on? I mean,
yeah, we got his
Josh is a big star
his
over
throne,
here.
Yeah.
Let that Tyler place. Run that portable mic because some people, I'm not going to name names, some people can't figure out how to talk on mic.
Hey guys, it's Trey here.
Yeah, that's him.
We know.
Josh is here. Simple Jack is over here. Marcus is here. I am here. And Fred is here. Oh, and Brandon is here. Now, no Charles. Where's Charles again?
His availability was, he couldn't get scheduled.
No Colin. You said he's in Arlington?
He's actually working for MLB Network right now.
What's it? Whatever,
I don't know what's going on up there.
It looks like our internships made him too big for his britches. And Dr. Intern, who, shout out Dr. Intern, had a death in the family and dealing with some stuff. But we love you, Dr. Intern.
Yes,
we're looking forward to you getting back here. And
do you know Dr. Intern's actual name?
It's Will.
Will Doctor.
Will Doctor.
I just wanted to see how much you love
his last name is Doctor, which I just think Dr. Intern is the fitting name
also
for
pretty
it.
Funny.
All right. So, Fred, tell me the number. Where are we now?
We are at 461.
Oh, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough. If we get to 600 and Fred lands on the wheel, will he drink the pickle beer?
I'll tell you what. If I get stuck with the pickle beer, I will drink it, but I am not going to shoot it. I will drink the beer, though.
You're
going to
slow drink it?
I'll drink
that's
it.
That's even worse.
I'll drink it as fast as I can.
Well, here's the deal. No, this is a decision I've made, and as the ringleader of Happy Hour, this goes for everyone. I say this with peace and love. If you are not an experienced shotgunner of beer, you will just chug. You will not attempt to shotgun. That's Jack. That's Colin. That's Trey. That's Brandon, who self-admitted. If you are not capable of doing it like a big boy, or you think even maybe you can't do it, that's fine. You can pop the top and chug it old school. That's okay. That's okay. It's actually preferred than you throwing up on my back and Josh's leg. That's the worst thing that can happen.
I was sticky last week.
Yeah. All right. So hand Tyler one of those steel reserves, if you will. And let's spin the wheel to see who will join Tyler. It's too much, Trey?
24
it's only 24 ounces. I mean, Trey's been drinking, he's been drinking 25, 26 ounces.
15%. This is
all right. Here we go, buddy. We're a spinning. Who's going with him?
It's Nick!
Is it Nick? Yeah, baby! Oh, Nick's name from the wheel. Congratulations.
Oh, boy.
Can you handle this, Trey? No.
Can you handle the microphone?
Yeah I can.
Tyler, how do you feel about Nick shotgunning? Now, Nick is an experienced drinker, I know.
Yeah, I trust Nick with that.
But Nick is a shots man. Nick is – I've got my own mic, Trey. You don't need to point the mic at me when I talk. Nick is an experienced shots man, but he's not a big beer man. So this is –
I thought Nick loved beer.
I think Nick likes beer. Nick loves shots. Nick loves Jameson is what Nick loves.
Yeah. A real man.
Nick loves beer that aged in Jameson barrels. I know that. He loves that beer. We had some of that in Vegas, and Nick was in love. All right, so – Let's get happy hour kicked off. Nick, Tyler, do the honors, boys. Steel Reserve. Nick already making it tough on the cleaning lady. And...
Yeah.
There we go. How we doing, boys? Oh, Steel Reserve. Steel Reserve's not something that's good on the guts to begin with. Did you get it finished?
No.
Oh, go back to it. All right, there we go. Back to it. Oh, there you go, Nick. Do you think you feel worse right now, or you'll feel worse in 10 minutes?
I feel like I got Entree.
All right, so happy hour is kicked off. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got cold brew Jägermeister for our shot today. So we're all going to take a shot. We're going to take a group shot today. And then we're going to spin the wheel. We're going to have some spins for the mega shot. And we're going to have some spins for the pickle beer. The Bloody Mary pickle beer that Fred has agreed to drink.
I have.
Should he land on the wheel.
I also have agreed that you better have a trash can over here.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Houston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. We all know it's hurricane season. That means we're going to have to take care of our house, and it starts with our roof. You need a roof that's reliable, durable, protects and stands tough through the winds and the rains that come with a hurricane. Well, you need to call Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, locally owned and operated. Best ratings in the business. You don't want to get caught with a leaky roof during hurricane season. From your house to commercial structures, no job too big, no repairs too small. Fitz, the only roofer you should call. Check them out, FitzRoofing.com. Call them for a free, no-obligation inspection. 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Made to chill. That's Coors Light. And that's me, John Granato. Let me tell you about Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Did you know that Coors Light is the official beer of going golfing just to drink beer? That's right. It's also the official beer for not limiting happiness to just 1 hour. And of course, Coors Light is the official beer of drinking in the shower. So grab 12 ounces of chill. Grab 16 ounces of chill. Grab a 12-pack. That's 144 ounces of chill. Coors Light, made to chill. Chill, baby.
Yeah!
Kick it! You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz Happy Hour. Texter says just parked at a liquor store in Beaumont, and the two cars as well as mine were all listening to Happy Hour.
There we go. Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Shout out to liquor stores in Beaumont.
In fairness, what the hell else would they be listening to?
That's true.
You know, we have a massive audience in the prison out there in Beaumont.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to our prisoners who listen
to
the Blitz.
Prisoners.
Every day.
You're on.
Miss you guys. Hopefully, you know, everything works out. You're out soon, and
depending on what you did,
and depending on what you did, and hopefully,
it's like a federal pin though, so it's not bad guys.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of fraudsters.
Yeah,
and like,
oh, that's white collar,
Bernie Madoff types. But you're again talking off mic.
Is this the one in Conroe?
No, this is the one in Beaumont. And I think you're thinking of Huntsville, is where the big prison is.
They're all the same.
And that's where there's bad guys.
They're just
in
full
the
of bad guys. That's your logic.
That's where all the murderers and such go to Huntsville, because that's where Death Row is. So nobody wants to go there. All right. How many more shots do we need? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We need 9 total,
niner?
I believe.
That's a niner?
Did I hear niner in that?
Yeah. All right. So 9 shots total of the Jaeger Cold Brew. And I came across a little gold mine today. I was looking for bad shots, and the cordials aisle at Big Specs has a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, did you go to the one on Richmond or
no? I went to the big one.
Yeah. The mothership.
So did you vote today and then go over to the Big Specs?
Yes.
Cool.
Actually, I voted and then I went to Urban South, which have you had any of their beer?
I think I've had more of the New Orleans Urban South ones. They had like an icy flavor, like a snowball flavored one.
The beers, so today at Urban South, I got a blackberry Sprite beer, pineapple Sprite beer,
I think I'd like that.
A kiwi slushy beer, a banana s'mores beer. I mean, I got some good stuff. They said the banana s'mores beer basically tastes like chocolate milk. So I'm pretty excited about this. So shout out Urban South. And then I went to Big Specs, and I bought Brandon a birthday gift. I bought terrible cold brew Jaeger, and I bought my wife some gin, and then I found these pickle beers. So they don't have Four Loko at Big Specs. They've got everything.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they've got everything there.
Oh, poor Esme has shot of that Jaeger, too. No, no Jaeger for her? All right. You want the mega shot?
Want a beer?
Oh, that's long gone. You're hoping for that apple cinnamon moonshine.
Yeah.
When are we going to get some more of that, Trey?
Long
gone. All right. How many shots do we have?
Let me talk to some people.
All right.
All right.
Got it.
Everybody got theirs?
Ew.
Okay.
Oh, it smells bad.
It smells delicious.
Aaron,
actually,
you got some?
You think it smells delicious?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Like cold cream.
Cheers.
Oh,
cheers.
It smells like dirt.
Doctor, intern.
Yeah, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, it tastes like cold brew.
I knew
Maybe
I would love
we're just
that.
Real drunks. Maybe like, we're like, this horrible alcohol tastes fine.
Yeah, I you know what? I think we're all adjusting now because we've had so much crap.
Pour the rest of the Jaeger in the mega shot.
Yeah,
now, that's going to be gross.
Pour it into the mega shot.
Wait, pour,
well, pour those mega shots back in first.
It's really not the worst thing I've ever had, though.
No. The coffee kind of overrides the
flavor. Yeah. I mean, that was, but it does taste, it does taste like Jaeger. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I'm not big on
Jaeger aftertaste.
Jaeger, I'm usually only getting like after I'm already drunk and somebody says, or Nick's
I've
around.
Told you before, when I was in Austin, I used to do $2 Jaeger bombs.
Jaeger bombs.
Before I started drinking on 6th Street, because when I lived in Austin, I didn't make great money. I had to find a way. So I would drink about $10 worth of Jaeger bombs and then start. That was the way to go when you're a young buck. All right. Let's start spinning the wheel for some shots here. Who can run the... I'll wait until... Brandon can run it. All right.
Yeah.
Let's spin this bad boy. What are we going for first? A mega shot or the pickle beer? Somebody say it.
Jaeger bomb.
What?
Pickle beer. Pickle beer.
Pickle beer.
Who is it?
You! Good.
There's one,
Trey. There's another one. You want the knife, the shotgun? No. Too late.
This is like the perfect.
Here we go. Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Yeah, like a pro. Man. Like a pro.
That's really the only way to do that.
He's a man. Yeah. I can almost guarantee you I'm getting stuck with the other one.
Why, so it would be even?
God, that's so awesome.
I never threw up on you once.
Okay, we didn't need that.
Oh, gross.
Oh, here.
I don't care. That's
I don't think we did.
Oh. Yeah, well, I would love some water.
Oh, my.
Why do I land on the wheel every week? It's garbage.
Yeah, it's...
I did, but I said I would do it.
Hey,
negated his opt-out at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bad call. I only negated my opt-out to try to bully Fred into negating his.
Which I did.
He did, but then it landed on me. It was my reverse psychology didn't work. All right, are we ready? Nick, let's spin it again, baby.
Oh, dear.
Ugh. Oh, that's never going away. That's so much worse than the Jaeger. We should pour that other pickle beer into the mega shot.
Brandon!
All right, Brandon. You do a mega shot.
Actually, you have to stop.
Yeah.
Take your choice.
Your choice. Mega shot or that.
Okay, good. I want to leave the pickle beer in case Trey or Fred
is. Yeah, I know. That's what he was going for.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I don't want to put that... Brandon's 40th birthday coming up. I don't want to put that pickle beer on him. I don't think he deserves that.
Congratulations are in order for this man as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon now engaged.
Yeah.
40, and this dude's looked 27.
I know.
I hate him.
I just turned 40 like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I look like I could be Brandon's dad. Like, it's a damn shame.
Brandon looks like he should be doing a soap opera.
It really
He's like a doctor
sad.
On a soap opera.
All right. Cheers to the camera, my boy. All right, here we go. We'll remove Brandon there, and we'll spin it again.
How bad was that?
Thank you, Esme. Tyler.
What?
Tyler gets a mega shot.
What?
Mega shot.
What?
Listen, you can't just keep spinning it until it becomes me or Trey and then say you get the pickle beer.
No,
I can't. You need to call it beforehand.
I can't. There's only one more mega shot and then the pickle beer.
Okay.
I'm going to do a so is it me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the mega shot.
You're doing a mega shot.
Yeah, mega shot.
Boy, that thing looks completely different now that we've got the
Jaeger. I know, I
imagine the mega shot got way worse this week.
It looks like sludge.
Because even though it wasn't the worst thing we've had... Adding that to all the other stuff is going to be
That looks like motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
It might be, right?
But last week it wasn't that bad.
No.
Because I think...
Now we're adding coffee flavoring and Jaeger flavoring to what tasted minty a week ago.
Yeah.
That's not going to go well.
God, Tyler? Poor Tyler.
Where are we at? How's the mega shot?
Dude, that Iraq Razook. Stuff.
It's still there.
It's still coming through, man. That is potent.
All right, here we go, Nick. Here we go, Nick.
All right.
Oh, now there's like a little like coffee-ish.
Was that Nick?
Oh.
Nick, who only had one spot left as well.
Me too. I only had one spot.
Yeah. Oh, actually, Tyler, I had you on there twice. My bad.
MF.
He's doing a mega.
Wait.
Because you're always on there twice. Everybody's on there twice until they do one. All right. Cheers. Yes.
He just did it.
All right, here we go. Zoom in on me. Zoom in here. Pickle beer.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! Okay. Do not stand behind me. It is the worst. It's up there for sure. Yes, you can.
Yeah, that's the rules.
You just chug it.
Them's the rules, baby.
This is not.
No. I gotta go run the game.
I know. That beer's got no alcohol in it.
You got 2 minutes. You gotta just chug this in 2 minutes.
Don't taste it. No!
Oh, no!
No!
No! Oh, reversal of fortune.
Oh, finish it, no. Trey!
Finish it!
You have to! You have to!
I can't do it.
Do it! Don't hold your nose and do it. Don't taste it. Don't taste it. Just chug.
Okay.
Oh, all right. We got to get out for the game. Trey's throwing up in the trash can. We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Trey!
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Foundation damage is a common problem for many homeowners in the state of Texas. Have you seen the signs of a settling foundation? Foundation damage can be serious and should not be ignored. When the integrity of your largest investment is in jeopardy, call the experts. Call Ramjack Foundation Repair. A settling foundation can cause cracks in your walls, cracks in your brick, sloping floors, a chimney pulling away, or even gaps appearing around windows and doors. These problems don't get better on their own. They get worse. Don't wait. Call Ramjack today. Our trained Ramjack consultants will perform a thorough on-site evaluation and provide permanent, affordable solutions backed by a lifetime transferable warranty. Deciding on who will repair your home's foundation is critical. Don't do it twice. Do it right. Rely on the experts. Rely on Ramjack Foundation Repair. Call 713-599-0102. That's 713-599-0102. Or visit ramjack.com on the web.
At GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer, business is booming. And our Houston office needs buyers. If you'd like to join one of the fastest growing auto groups in the country, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and click jobs to submit your application. And if you'd like to sell your car, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, put in your license plate number or VIN, and get the market's top dollar offer and a no-touch, trouble-free transaction from America's best car buyer.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
I'm Marcus Kiprios, owner of Blackland Distillery in Fort Worth, not Dallas, Texas. At Blackland, we make ultra-premium vodka, gin, bourbon, and rye whiskey using state-of-the-art equipment to create strikingly smooth spirits with an incredibly soft finish. Most importantly, our spirits are made in Texas using Texas grains from Texas farmers. You can find us in most major liquor stores, but be sure to also ask your favorite bar and restaurant for Blackland to taste something better than your go-to substandard foreign-made alcohol. Because everything is better in Texas, especially Texas-made ultra-premium spirits.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about my bookie and two college games tonight. I'm on SMU, I'm on UH, and I'm playing them on my bookie. You want to get in on the Astros game? You got a little time. You
can I'm bet on the them. Astros. Sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right.
I'm on the Astros.
I heard Josh saying that earlier.
I just put it in, baby. +215.
Good luck.
Yep.
All that on my bookie and all the NFL this weekend, all the other college football, whatever you want to bet, my bookie has it. I heard Josh talking about how he was betting some kind of Slovenian table tennis. I mean, there's everything. If I get up late at night, there's always something on there to bet. And my bookie, if you use promo code radio when you sign up, promo code radio, they can match your first deposit 100%. And it's funny, somebody reached out to me today about some other website that I've never used and said I've had trouble getting money out of there. Said, hey, go to my bookie. My bookie is the best. It's easy deposits. It's easy withdrawals. That's what they do. Promo code radio at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I basically spent all night Wednesday sitting on my balcony listening to Van Halen songs. Just in honor of Eddie B.H.
Trey, do you enjoy any Van Hagar? No.
I did. I actually liked him as much as I liked the original, maybe more. I know that's heresy, but I was a big Hagar fan before.
Like a soulmates. Soulmates for life.
Why don't you guys just kiss?
Wait, we may. Yeah, during the how many Twitchers to make out?
It's 600.
Why can't this be love?
563, Josh and Fred will talk down.
Not happening.
We're 560.
Oh, man.
Actually, we went from 562 to 547.
Because nobody wants to see that. Yeah,
everybody ran. Yeah, I don't blame you guys. That's vile.
All right. I know you really wanted me to have to drink that pickle beer.
I know. It's really
I'm willing to take a mega shot instead.
Well, I'm going to do one more.
You going to do one more spin?
I'm going to do one more spin.
Oh, okay.
Trey's just clout chasing right now.
I know,
that's it.
Trey.
Why would I need to clout chase?
You're wasting booze is what you're doing.
Yeah.
I made a trip to Specs to buy that Bloody Mary pickle beer.
Gas money, and beer.
I will literally Cash App you.
$30. I don't have Cash App because I'm a 40-year-old man.
Here, you can Cash App me $30.
All right.
Like, I almost feel guilty that I haven't had to do anything.
You haven't even been close.
I know.
It hasn't even been the guy next to you.
How about we go habsies on a pickle beer?
Throw that Rudy.
I'll do that.
Throw that Rudy jersey down.
I thought you had one more.
I was just saying that. I don't really have more than two pickle beers. I only got two pickle beers.
See, we were agreeing to split one.
Yes.
That's a mega shot for
Brandon.
What
about a warm Dr. Juice for the good fellow?
Oh, I like Dr. Juice a lot.
But warm?
I don't even know what that is. So
Dr. Juice is from Parrish. Yeah. Parrish is great.
Will you shotgun a warm IPA?
Does that count as kind of doing something from the...
Yeah.
Duh, I'm in.
Will you go, Marcus, in my office on the big table?
Can I chug?
You can chug.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll chug.
Listen, everybody's got
the
right
to chug. I don't
want
to make a mess.
Thank you.
Look at that, Brandon. Mega shot right there.
I could argue that warm will go down easier.
All right.
You gave him the mic.
Nick, pour me
It's no better the second time brother.
I have a question for you, beer connoisseurs.
I'm volunteering a mega shot because I know how much you wanted me to have to do that pickle beer.
I did. That's why I bought the pickle beer, honestly, and it backfired on me.
Dude, Dr. Juice is great.
Dang. Marcus throwing his Rudy jersey down.
You're going to pound a warm one, too?
What gas station did you get that polo shirt from?
Well, now show the people on Twitch.
Yeah, you got to get on. Yeah. It either looks like that or he bought it from.
He got it from Fiesta.
Yeah. Fiesta?
Oh, that's racist.
Oh, it's not racist because I shop at
Fiesta.
He
said it himself. Same gas station got his crack pipe.
All right.
Wow, he's already doing it.
It's significantly worse.
Oh, no, he's going to throw
it. It's significant.
On camera, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
How's the mega shot, Fred?
I'm thoroughly impressed, Marcus.
It's significantly worse than it was last week.
Yeah, kudos to Marcus for just crushing that one.
You did it last week too, right, Brandon? Yeah, it was. It's worse now.
I would guess because that minty flavor.
Well, that coffee just.
Is the tobacco still coming through?
There's still tobacco.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's still that Lebanese thing.
By the way, I saw a bottle, like when I was at Specs today, I saw that bottle of 2B60.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like oil and water. Like the bottom is just, it looks like about that much dirt and then some clear liquid on top. I don't know how anyone looks at that and goes, you know what? I'll try it.
And it wasn't cheap. AJ, that thing was like 40 bucks.
No, it was 29.
Was it 29? I thought it was 40. Maybe I got the bigger bottle.
Oh, my God. Trey's the softest.
Y'all ruined Trey, man.
What's wrong with you, Trey?
S-A-W-F-T.
Some Tyson.
Were they dinosaur shaped or star shaped?
Yeah. Dinosaur. What did you eat?
Had the buffalo anytizers. You know, you put them in the oven.
Oh. Into the mic, Trey. Into the mic.
So you're saying you ate.
Where do you get the mic so close?
Some Tyson buffalo bites.
Yeah. I don't know why you're putting the mic so
close. You see how close AJ is?
So people can actually hear you.
And that's prevented you from drinking beer?
Yeah. I got massive heartburn.
Well, why didn't you tell me that when you came into Happy Hour?
Because you would have been like, oh, you pussy, you got heartburn. Ooh.
Yeah, I would have. But now you've wasted you can a say, beer, you can, and you can, I still think that.
And you can say that on the radio.
Yes, we know.
You can't, but you, hey, it's just no big deal. You're the one who's fired, not me.
I'm fired?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, I'm going to go talk to Adam Clanton some, see what's going on over there.
I'm telling you, this guy's a clout chaser.
He is.
You're a clout chaser.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, good comeback, Trey. You got him on that one. That was the best. You know what?
This drop is the best mic. Argument in all of radio. I mean,
if you were on my
team, and you drop it.
He's going to run off with the Baytown badass.
Hey, brother, come on in. I got a job for you.
Wait, don't take Show's job. Show needs this job.
By the way, speaking of Show, if I were to show you the text thread between Josh and I...
Which is mostly just me sending you screenshots.
Like, at least 4 to 5 times a week, I get a screenshot of Show's Twitter. I don't follow Show on Twitter. I refuse to because he says the most meaningless, useless things.
Is he one of those, the Texans just got a first down?
No, not quite. He's more of a like today, be like, let me tell you something. Show thinks the Astros need to win this one tonight.
Yeah.
So he types like how he talks?
Or if it'll be like, Altuve, defense hasn't been great. He better be better tonight
Here's
or
an
else.
Example. Here's an example. This was during the game a couple days ago, and I sent you this one.
Okay.
As I said multiple times last night, Dusty, you better be right. Josh James in the 7th of a 1-run game. Hashtag Astros. You better be right.
You better be right.
I don't know who he tweets these things to.
Well, here's
I don't
the thing.
Know who his audience is.
How many
it's
followers
like,
does he have?
Like a couple, like 5,000.
Yeah, 5,000 or something like
and
that.
His wife is called Trey Mrs. Have? Show on Twitter. And, he's got, and he calls 3,000? His kid Lil Show.
Okay. He's got baby show and wife show.
Yep, I don't know that the baby show has
2.0.
One, but he does call him Lil Show.
Lil Show.
Oh, God.
Oh, this
I know,
one.
And that's the other thing. Like, Josh sent me a picture. This guy is very large. Like, there's the Big Show, the pro wrestler Big Show.
Well, just when I sent him the picture,
like,
I followed
because
him.
Luckily, Big Show trademarked that name because he would one. Like
bigger
big
show.
He's bigger show.
Yeah.
Biggest.
And look,
yeah.
I'm
biggest
fat. Show. I want to be clear. I am fat.
This guy makes Josh look like Kate Moss.
Thank you.
Like,
I appreciate that.
Josh looks like a waif.
I'm like Paris Hilton.
Can I say waif?
Waif?
I thought that was like an offensive term.
Trey, no. I'm about to call you an offensive term, but
you're,
I can't.
Technically, you're on the clock.
Yeah,
right
go
now.
Work. Go do this. Yeah, you're out of here. Your happy hour's over. Did you finish that beer?
I don't think he did.
You did not. Why'd you lie?
I don't know.
Completely surprised that no God. One hasn't Left just blamed Bill O'Brien,
just
a.k.a. Ike Turner, for Jose Altuve's meltdown in the field.
The good news is, Trey, it's hard for me to be more disappointed in you than I am already today.
Set a really low bar.
You really did.
I think if I were a teammate of Altuve, I need about 10 minutes away from him right now. So I think Show wanted to fight Altuve.
Oh,
at one point
well,
that's not a fair fight.
Especially when you're a great big prep person.
Words from my 6-year-old son, Lil Show, after Lil the Show. Mahomes interception. What was that, Pat? Sorry, I told him it's Patrick. Okay.
God, this guy's great.
Big stop. The Texans will have their first win. Has to feel good in that locker room and in the city. Congratulations to Romeo and the Texans. Best energy, attitude, focus, and effort all season, baby. Ain't even close.
Well,
ain't
yeah.
even close.
Best energy and attitude on the first game you won, you think?
Just think. Here's the thing. I'm judging someone who's getting paid to say these things. So
listen,
let me tell you something, brother.
My guess is you're making more off live reads than his salary.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
They were like, hey, show, come on in here. You're the Baytown Badass's sidekick. You know, we're gonna give you some. We're gonna give you some free gift certificates to like Applebee's and stuff.
Show's got to feed Little Show. Show needs money.
Little Show can go to Applebee's too, brother.
Hey, brother.
Show's hungry.
Brother, they gave you a gift certificate to Bennigan's, and it ain't even open no more, brother.
Hey, man, what are you going to do with them black-eyed pea certs? Because there ain't no black-eyed pea anymore. They played you like a fiddle, Show. Like an Arkansas fiddle. An Ozark Mountain fiddle. Brandon. Your thing's hanging out. Like your zipper is down and your meat's hanging.
Oh, it's not hard. Very Those pants are tight, bro. Oh, I know. Walker Buehler.
He's handsome, man. He's got a big thing hanging out. Great. I really hate him.
Brandon does wear pants like Walker Buehler.
Yeah.
Those were 100% were not his pants, right?
They couldn't have been.
It had to have been somebody else's.
It couldn't have been. That dude farted and it looked like he was talking. You know that's too tight. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back. We'll wrap up Happy Hour on this on the other side. It's the Blitz on 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Joel Blank here. You've heard me talk all about the services that Apollo Men's Health provides. For the month of October, mention my name or ESPN. Get your initial visit for just $50. With locations in Pearland and Lake Jackson, you can call Apollo Men's Health at 832-664-9966 or go to their website, apollomh.com, to book your first appointment. Remember, your health is your wealth, so invest in yourself. Most major insurance accepted and discounts for military personnel and first responders. Go see Dr. O and his staff, Apollo Men's Health, today.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. If you qualify, Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's Macy's lowest prices of the season with 40 to 60% off new looks for your closet and your home. Save on great specials like 50% off new fall boots and shoes you'll want to wear all season long. And take 50 to 70% off jackets and coats for him and her. Plus, select kitchen electrics from Bella and Black & Decker are only $9.99 after $10 mail-in rebate. And Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up? We're here to help you get it done. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And with our next day delivery and free same day store pickup, you can get it fast, your way. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
We interrupt your Top 40 Hits to issue this alert from the Carbach Brewing Company. In our efforts to brew our distinct and popular Hopadillo IPA, we have unwittingly created a monster. A monster with an insatiable thirst. A monster that will not stop until it gets what it wants. An ice-cold Hopadillo IPA. Just like the one I'm holding in my hand. Bold, flavorful, dry-hopped, irresistible. Go, sweet Mary! Hopadillo. Find it before it finds you. Bravely brewed in Texas by the Carbach Brewing Company.
Yeah.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Should we do one more spin?
Look at that. Yeah. That's racist of Tony Kornheiser, isn't it?
What do you say?
He's like culturally appropriate. He's wearing like an Indian hat.
It's or only he's bit-jacking like the...
only racist if he's...
He might be bit-jacking the Johnny Carson thing.
And by the way...
Karnak?
Yeah, the great Karnak.
You can't say Swami? You can't say gypsy anymore. That's a racial slur.
No, it's gypsy.
Traveler. They're
Nick
travelers.
Nick and I found out in Vegas. This was the greatest thing. Nick and I are in an Uber. And the guy is like, I'm basically trying to get him to say something racist. And he's a Trump guy, and he says a couple things that are borderline racist. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to push the envelope here. And I say, what do you think about all the Egyptians they've been letting in the country? And he's like, you don't even want to get me started on them gypsies.
Was he Borat?
And he was like, he's like a regular white dude. And he's like, I said, the gypsies like from Egypt? And he's like, yes. He's like, they're a bunch of con artists. They're always trying to rip you off. He's like, you see him outside every mall. I mean, it was so great. And I was like, and they all came here from Egypt, huh? And he's like, yeah, the damn gypsies. They've been infesting this town. And Nick is in the back. Seething. He's so angry about this. Not because he's racist against Egyptians, but because he thinks Egyptians are gypsies. All right, so Josh hates Bud Light Seltzer.
It is gross.
So we're going to spin the wheel to see who drinks these Bud Light Seltzers. So here we go.
By the way, I did drink that warm Dr. Juice.
You did? Oh, you did. So we'll take off the one.
Matt it was prop. Great. I'd do another. Well, I got to drive for now, but...
Fred gets a Bud Light Seltzer.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the lime one. Give me the lime one.
Oh, Fred.
Wow. That's perfect.
Yeah. I'll do that. I mean, are we just drinking them or are we having to chug them?
As fast as possible. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do the best I can.
You don't have to shotgun, but I mean, it's like 1%. It's basically water.
I know,
water.
It's water with lime flavor.
You want me to poke a hole in the can so there's more airflow?
No. Okay.
All right, where are we at now? Brandon, I forgot to remove after his last one. The wheel is low. I mean, most everybody's hit on the wheel. So here we go.
Yeah, just put everybody back on the third one. A willing participant.
All right. What'd you say? Put everybody back on for the third one?
Put everybody back on.
All right, so we got Aaron, Fred, AJ, Tyler, Brandon, Josh, Nick, Juggalo Trey, Marcus, Jack. Everybody's got a shot on this one, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Nice. Good job.
All right, here we go.
Good job, sir.
Who's it going to be? Who is it? Tyler.
Tyler.
Which one is it?
Thank you for leaving that one for me.
Strawberry? What flavor do you have? Mango. I like so strawberry gross. Better than mango.
Mango's the worst.
I don't like mango. Oh, Tyler's getting a shotgun because he's a real man. There we go. Queen. Fred, how you holding up, buddy? Oh, is Fred going to vomit a 1% seltzer? Okay. You were supposed to crush that on your head, Fred. All right. Good job, guys.
That wasn't that bad.
All right. You know what? Just because we've got time left, we'll do one more spin for a mega shot, and then we'll call it a happy hour. Josh is the luckiest dude. I don't know how you've avoided the wheel.
Well, I think I landed on it last week when I wasn't here.
That's true.
Yeah. He did. Yeah.
But I also just did the Dr. Juice.
You did. You did. All right. So everybody's got one name on here. This is for the last mega shot of the week. I'll be honest. I still feel that the Bloody Mary pickle thing in my throat, and my stomach hurts so bad right now. It's really a disaster. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Give it to me, Nick. Who's it going to be?
No. Yes.
It's Fred. All right, Fred gets the mega shot. Bring it more.
You know what? I'll do one with him.
All right, Fred. Oh, yeah! Right!
Rudy, Rudy.
I will do one.
Well, boys.
Yeah, yeah. Simple had, like, Jack, you do not get to pour my shot. Only Nick.
I think like next week.
Because I'm racist.
The following week.
I don't let white people pour my shots.
Two bottles, so that way we can replenish. Well, yeah, the we're running gross low. Mega shot.
We're running low. I'll send you guys a list of the bad stuff.
Oh, you know
I've
what?
Seen.
We should just get a bunch of those little mini airplane bottles. Pour each one into a bottle.
You know what I've thought about making us do one day? Is the Buzz Bombs. Have you guys tried
that? Hey, Buzz yeah. Bombs are good. No, no, no.
No, they're not.
No. Okay. Buzz, the coffee one, there's a coffee Buzz Bomb, and you mix it with like a Starbucks can coffee or whatever. It's awesome.
We also need to start playing.
You know what?
Billy needs to join us for one.
Yeah.
And Courtney needs to join us for one.
Yeah.
So we got to start planning in the future for having those two guests.
Aaron's trying to get your wife in here, Josh.
What?
Aaron wants your wife in here.
I'm sure Jilly would come up here one
Friday.
Well,
bring her on. The
That'd
problem
be cool.
is, we know how Trey feels about her.
Yeah.
He is lustful.
He is.
He is full of lust.
Look at his pants right now, as soon as we mentioned her.
Yeah.
His pants got tight as Brandon's.
Six to midnight.
Trey's like, I don't like her. And he's like, boop. The Red Rocket shows up as soon as Trey starts talking about Jilly.
I love when he sounds like Chucky.
He does.
He scares the hell out of me when he starts laughing.
His laugh sounds exactly like your laugh whenever you start laughing.
Oh, yeah? Oh, hell. Maybe we're related.
Maybe so.
Possibly.
Have you met Roger Staubach?
Have you is the question.
How great would it be if Roger Staubach was both your dads?
That's not funny, Trey, because it's realistic for you. Your mom had means, motive, and opportunity.
What if Scooby-Doo was your dad and Josh's dad? Your mom did say she likes dog style.
Well, I think I was conceived in the Mystery Machine.
The problem would be Scooby would look down and see Doug's name tattooed on her back.
Ruh-roh,
I'm not Doug.
Hey, did y'all know?
No, she
Shaggy
just put one
actually...
too many letters in the name.
Hey,
like, hey, Scoob, are you plowing up, Doug?
She pulls off Doug's mask, and it's really Roger Staubach.
At least I wouldn't have to worry about Shaggy getting with her because
it's Roger Staubach, and I would have got away with it if it weren't for you, damn happy hour guys.
Arby's.
Dude, I don't know where
Trey,
he was
you're,
going
you go
on
back
that.
To work.
Yeah, you got to get to work.
Go
dude.
Back
yeah,
to work. You're out of here.
Right, they got to be taking a break.
Let's get
soon.
These things knocked out here. Salute. I happen to think Josh Ennis is a hell of an addition around here.
It's not bad?
Yeah, it's...
I mean, it's not ideal.
Well, I mean, no.
I think the cold brew...
Not something you would order?
No, I want... Hey, ma'am?
Can you
Mega, this
me,
is going to be a little difficult.
Mega?
Follow me here.
Make it a double.
What's
just
a mega?
Make a print. Let's make a copy of that. Go to the bar and say, could you mix all these for me?
Slide it across the bar. There's no bar in Houston that has these shots.
Oh, no.
The only
chance
you'd have of getting that would be at, like, Sonny's, where you throw the ice in the bottles.
Yeah.
And you, what does she call that? The
oh, if we gave it to her, Sonny would get us that list, I guarantee you.
She'd have to get moonshine from Trey's uncle.
But did we make that part of the shot? That was good.
That was really
good.
Yeah,
that was part of it.
Oh. But I've got a list of the 10 lowest rated booze that you can get. So
cool.
We've got some stuff to
is
go
that,
after
There's
now.
A Chinese thing that my neighbor who I was hanging out with last night, he goes to China a lot.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, I can't remember what it's called, but like the high-end people get this really good stuff. But the plebs get like the worst crap ever.
Nice.
He's got it all. And I'm like,
so
I want the worst crap ever.
So it's like America.
Yes, it's very much like America.
Yeah.
So he's going to get me some of that for happy hour.
I saw like a Romanian aquavit.
Ooh.
It's called something black, but
that sounds hideous.
You can't read the words. So that sounds pretty awful. I saw there's a lot of stuff we can do. We're not running out. I was worried we were running out of bad shots. I've seen a lot of different things that we can
do. I mean, we can always circle back to stuff like Malort and Tubi too.
Josh found that Malort seltzer. I don't think you can find that here locally.
There's a Malort cold brew some guy from Chicago had in my Facebook shop.
We also need to do Ugh. We want to order the pumpkin spice whiskey from it's the pumpkin spice whiskey.
That doesn't sound awful.
Well, no, because I pretty much like pumpkin stuff.
I am going to find that pickle vodka, though.
That's made in Texas, so we should be able to get that pretty easy.
We need to find that. They didn't have it at Specs today.
But you know what? You know what would actually make the Mega Shot worse, even though I don't mind it, is Fireball. If you put Fireball in that Mega Shot, I think it's going to screw up the taste even more.
I also think at some point we need to do 151.
Yeah.
Even though Bacardi doesn't make 151 anymore.
Well, no, we had a listener say that they had like six bottles of it left. Are you guys fans of Rumple Mints?
Rumple Mints. I used to be on a big Rumple Mints kick at one point.
Rumple goes pretty hard.
And by the way, Twitch, there's a bunch of people on Twitch saying...
Goldschlager. Get some gold flakes in there.
We need pictures of Jilly. People want Jilly's pictures. Like,
God, y'all are creeps.
Sending you monsters. All you got to do is go to...
Yeah, just follow his
podcast. He's on Twitch with Jilly every day.
Josh in his show.
He's jacked.
Ooh, somebody has a good suggestion. If you guys can get Charlie in on happy hour, 1,000 Twitch guaranteed.
Zero chance that happens.
Yeah, there's no way.
Charlie pretty much hates me. I don't want to say for sure he does, because he at least tolerates when I have to talk to him, but even when he tolerates it, you can kind of tell that Charlie hates me.
Because you're a young whippersnapper.
I'm not Charlie's cup of tea, I don't think. So,
well,
what is? We can't even get Joel in here.
Yeah.
You know, but Joel also low-key kind of hates me, so...
But you know
almost
what?
Almost everybody who works here kind of hates me a little bit, like...
Don't sell yourself short. Some of them outright hate you a lot.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Dell hates me at like blatantly.
But doesn't Dell hate everybody? Isn't that his thing?
No, Dell just doesn't care about anybody. I don't think there's hate.
I think Dell hates everybody a little bit.
People are asking for Granado to come in, though.
Yeah, but see, the problem is Granado's either been playing golf or poker all day by
today,
now.
Today, he's not on the golf course on a day like
this. He's probably playing poker.
He might be.
He's probably bleep-faced. So, somebody says, I work for the distributors of Texas Wellwater Pickle Vodka. I'll bring you a bottle.
Boom. Let's go. There it is.
Let's go.
There it is. All right. That does it for Happy Hour. Thanks for tuning in. How many did we get to today, Aaron? Do you know?
Yeah, I didn't.
I saw us in the 580s. I don't
know
how
that's
high
as high
we got.
As I saw 583, I think, at one point. But we can go back and look it up.
That's when we're disappointed in 583, I think it's come a long way.
Josh is limping a little. That makes me worry about his gout.
Yeah, or as the listeners have been calling it, thanks to you two guys, Gout Media.
Gout Media. Between Josh and I, it is Gout Media. All right, boys, we'll see you next week. We got a real radio show, a sports talk radio show coming up next. Astros are on 92.5 if you want to hear that. But Fred and I will do the Blitz on 97.5 coming up next.
Yeah, and if you were pulling your hair out over the game last night, well, guess what? Go see my man, Dr. Linville. He'll put it right back in there. That's what he does. Go to 975hair.com. And I got to tell you, I mean, a lot of you guys saw what I looked like before with my hair, and it was like, it was going away, and I was going to shave it. I was just ready to give up. And I looked into a couple places. I'm like, no, this isn't for me. Hair plugs? No. And then I met Dr. Linville, and he showed me how the procedure worked. You take hair that's already on the back of your head, and you just move it to where you're going bald. And he moved 2,451 follicles of hair on me. And a year plus later, it's like I have real hair again. And it's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And the cool thing is, he knows all about this because he had it done himself. And his hair looks fantastic. He just wants to help people, wants to help guys get more confident when they're losing their hair, especially if you're younger, because it's not going to get better, guys. Now is the time to go and get it done. And if you're one of those people who don't want people to know, hey, if you're not in the office right now, it's the perfect time. Virtual consultation free at 975hair.com. 975hair.com. Dr. Linville can change your life. 975hair.com. Everybody is on.
Everybody! ESPN 97.5. With United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of.